When it comes to killing, your feels are a filling with a feeling that even though you're not willing to be the one killing, your best friend has just turned you into a villain. And you're just milling around at the top of a cliff. You found your friend's body laying ice cold and stiff. Smells like death, but just a whiff. This ain't no myth, his back is over with. Walk through his stomach, his body's been split. What do you do? What do you say to all those wondering how he got that way? What do you do? What do you say to all those wondering how he got that way? Well, it's a long, complex, and complicated story. If I wrote it down, I think you'd find it boring. We went for some fun, we hiked up on a hill. We climbed up a set of mountains because it was a thrill. David was the best, he taught me all I knew. When I pushed him off that mountain, was it the least that I could do? He showed me all the strata, poetry and hills, how to live my life, and how to be fulfilled. But one thing that he forgot, he didn't prepare me for. When things go to rock, I would know him no more. What do you do? What do you say to all those wondering how we got that way? What do you do? What do you say to all those wondering how we got that way? 20 years later, I sit with pad and pen. We walked up the hill as youths, we should have walked down as men. I've carved a life for myself, free from danger and fear. But still I often wonder, what would life be like with him here? Would I live with greater boldness in a world of action more than words? And is he happier now? Does his soul as light as the birds? I don't know what to say, and I don't know what to do. I so wrote this poem, David, in honor of you.